Good morning and welcome to the American Bankers Association podcast at the 2019 ABA Regulatory Compliance Conference in New Orleans. My name is Sam Lisker and I lead our Business Intelligence and Innovation team within ABA's Office of Member Engagement. Today it's my pleasure to welcome Tim Stokes, CRCM and Director from Treliant. Tim is with us today to talk about the importance of banks conducting risk assessments. Welcome, Tim, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Sam. I'm glad to be here.
At a high level, tell us a little about Treliant and its mission.
So Treliant is a multidisciplinary consulting firm specializing in providing services to financial industry and our clients. One of the things that makes me so proud to work at Treliant is, like myself, so many of us are compliance practitioners and have sat in the seats of compliance CCOs and other compliance professionals at our institutions. And that allows us to really provide great service to them and become the trusted advisor that they need in today's regulatory environment.
That's great. So tell us, what is the main purpose of a risk assessment?
So the main purpose of a risk assessment is for the bank to identify the risks and controls that are associated with doing business. We focus today on compliance, obviously, at the RCC, and it's important for banks to understand what compliance risks they face and then to be able to identify the controls associated so they can stay in compliance.
Okay. So why is it important for banks to conduct risk assessments, and should banks of all sizes do them?
So I'll start with the second part of that, and absolutely, banks of all sizes should do them. Now, the level of complexity and the sophistication of the risk assessments will vary depending on the bank's characteristics, products and services offered, customers served, geographic locations, et cetera. The importance for conducting the risk assessment is to ensure that banks understand the regulatory risk that they face that's inherent in the business of what we do. Second part of a risk assessment is to identify those controls associated with those risks, and that is very important as well. As Peter Drucker said, one of my favorite consultants from days past, you can't manage what you don't measure. And so it's important for banks to really have a solid understanding and measure the risks that they face, especially in today's regulatory environment.
Right. So what makes for a solid and reliable risk assessment from your perspective, and what are some of the best practices?
So risk assessments, there's no one prescribed method for conducting risk assessments, and they will vary. But I think some of the best things, the best practices, is to try to put some objectivity into your risk assessments so that they're not so subjective, to try to put in some calculations, to really have well-defined metrics and matrices that help you to rate risk and provide solid risk ratings, and just to make sure that you have a good documented process for conducting the risk assessment and for identifying risks and controls, and then ultimately getting to a residual risk factor that is very important for you to know where you're at and where you land in the world of compliance, regulatory compliance.
That's great. Well, so tell us, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Treliant's risk assessment process, and most importantly, how can they learn more?
So yes, Treliant is happy to help our clients with any risk assessment needs, and they can learn more about us by visiting our website at treliant.com, and we'll be happy to speak with them about the process, what we do, and how we can help them.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for spending time with us today and for allowing us to learn more about Treliant, and also thank you to Treliant. You're always excellent sponsors at this event, and
thank
we
you.
Really enjoy working with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.